Trouble with your bowl? Call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Allow me to introduce myself. My team and I are River Region locals. We live, work, and play here, so we know the area and we know our neighbors well. Our interest is your interest. Alabama Home Mortgage is not like the big banks. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. I assure you, you won't be disappointed. What are you waiting for? Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. According to MLS statistics, houses in the River Region are selling very well. At the current pace, we should set a record for sales of existing and new homes this year. Over 3,200 homes have sold in the last 6 months in the River Region. Over 40% of these homes sold in the first 60 days of hitting the market. We have changed this year from a buyer's market to a seller's market. The average price of homes that did sell was $165,000. The median price was $148,000. What are buyers looking for in homes today? Houses that are market ready sell quicker than houses with repair issues. Location helps attract buyers, but condition and price is what sells homes in this market. For a market update from the Real Estate Source, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me direct at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey, Joey! I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do?
Okay.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get out of there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga!
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Cowabunga is for...
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. 17 people are dead, several others injured after an amphibious duck boat capsized during a storm on a popular lake for tourists in Missouri. The Coast Guard and NTSB are investigating yesterday's incident. Russia says maybe as President Trump invites President Vladimir Putin for a visit to Washington.
Russia's ambassador to the United States saying Russia is ready to discuss a potential visit to Washington by President Putin. Anatoly Antonov saying Russia is always open to such proposals. But he also said it's important to deal with the results of this week's summit between the two presidents in Helsinki before moving ahead too fast with another meeting.
Fox's Simon Owen. Stocks ending the day lower. Investors showing concern over government policy on trade and the dollar. The Dow falling 6 but showing a fractional gain for the week. The Nasdaq down 5. The S&P slipping 2. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
It's always great to give credit to a local entity that makes national noise. And I think in a very fun way. Except for those who take themselves too seriously. The Montgomery Biscuits have come up with a plan for tomorrow night called Millennial Night. And they're actually doing some very cool things. Avocado burgers, selfie stations, a napping area. Mm-hmm. Participation ribbons, I think, for the first 1,000. Lots of craft beers. And as always, there is, what's the Fox headline say here? Millennials outraged after baseball team advertises Millennial Nights with avocados, participation ribbons, and napping station. My goodness. And of course, you know,
which millennials?
The ones that got participation trophies, mm-hmm. need safe spaces, nap areas, and selfie stations, I guess. And here's the cool part, the electrifying part, if you will. The idea is controversial, but the biscuits have not buckled, because we all know that these outrages, you look at the outrage, the insanity following the Helsinki summit, as if Trump had gone over there and signed our lives away. Well, the polling that's been done since the Helsinki summit ended is actually, he's up 1 point in Rasmussen and Gallup in approval. Add 10 to that for the people who are scared crapless to say I like the president because I don't want to get my ass kicked. That's how I look at it. So a lot of this outrage is manufactured or organized, and there's been a little back and forth on this. The guy that came up with the idea is a millennial. Many of the people that work in the biscuit front office are, because they're people who are just starting baseball careers, hoping to go from a double A team in Montgomery to triple A or maybe even the major leagues. However, of course, you have your sourpusses. Dallas Godshall, age 21, said he expects attendance to decline after this promotion. I'm not going to go to it, so it didn't work on me. More than targeting millennials, it's sort of targeting older generations who like to make fun of millennials and say that millennials don't like working and don't like caring. You know, the smart thing to follow this up would be a baby boom promotion.
Yes. We make fun of ourselves all the time.
Yes, unfortunately, the level of humor impairment with baby boomers isn't quite as intense as it is. But let's give the biscuits credit. This is fantastic for any AA baseball team to come up with something that gets national attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
And produced over 3,000 responses to the story on foxnews.com. I have that story on my Facebook page. Why don't we take a quick look? Because I have to close down the Fox thing so I can play a song in a little bit off YouTube. Let's see. Rose says, I think it's genius. Michael says, truth hurts. Katona says, they, the millennials, asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin says, I'll go. People getting butthurt over nothing. Double A baseball has to draw crowds and make money. Yes, this is true. Now, Cindy came up with an idea. I don't know if Scott Tribble's listening, but you might want to put an outrage suggestion box up. And most of this is pretty supportive. And don't you dare say it's because most of my Facebook friends are my age.
Whatever, hippie.
Most of the people here are being very supportive.
Right. Right. They have a sense of humor.
And I don't want to insult any millennial by underestimating your ability to laugh at ourselves. But you see, that was something that was a lot, that was the fundamental core of so much of our 70s TV sitcoms. When everything switched away from the benign Mayberry, you know, Springfield, the Beat Cleavers and all that, and we got into the Bunkers and the Jeffersons and Maude and all of that, when comedy writing was basically just holding a mirror up to all of us,
mm-hmm.
and kind of confronting us with our own humanity, which was great. That's why I say that, you know, there was progress going on there because those shows gave us permission to talk.
Yeah.
And of course, TV puts, you know, your extremes out there. You had Archie on one side and George Jefferson on the other. And of course, George Jefferson was outraged that his black son would marry the daughter of a mixed race couple. And I remember specifically him saying in an episode, what kind of children are they going to have? Zebras? I mean, really, that's how over the top all of that got.
Yeah.
But the best line was him talking to Lionel, who's going to marry this girl of a mixed race, saying, what kind of kids are you going to have? And Lionel's response was, well, boys and girls, I hope.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? And I think that type of, and of course, everybody, like Saturday night, for at least a couple of years in the 70s, there were two things that really impacted Saturday nights in this country. One was the comedy lineup early in the evening, because you had Archie, the Jeffersons, and people would get together after those shows and talk about what they saw on TV. Because it was so different. It was still very, very different from what we had been used to through the 50s and 60s. Then, on the heels of that, comes Saturday Night Live in 1975. And once again, huge impact on the social, because we didn't have DVRs and stuff like that then. So you either watched it or you waited for it to rerun 3 months later. When SNL came on, people planned their Saturday nights around that show. Friends, I've heard, often smoked the devil's lettuce while watching Saturday Night Live to enjoy it even more.
Sounds enlightening.
I wouldn't know.
And entertaining.
I wouldn't know. I had nothing to do with that kind of behavior in those days. I wouldn't.
I'm happy we got that installed.
At the moment, I'm not. All right. It is 12 minutes after 4. Rosie's with us. The Big Prairie Dog sent us a text.
Alan!
And gave us a giant maybe.
Yeah, that's better than not absolutely coming.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, a reminder. We've got, Rich Thomas has been talking all day about a mesoconvective storm system developing late tonight that could be pretty ferocious. Like the one we had a few weeks ago. Remember that big arrowhead came through in the afternoon? During situations like that, or when we have a name system coming our way, and sometimes like with Opal and others, it could mean loss of power and so forth, you should talk to Mr. Electric about getting yourself a backup generator. Through the end of next week, you can purchase a Generac automatic safety standby generator from Mr. Electric and get a 7-year extended warranty at no additional charge, and that's a $500 value. And a backup generator, we have them here at the radio station if we get a power hit, unless it's right on top of us, and we lose power, our generator kicks in and our systems can resume functioning. But if you don't have a backup generator and your power goes out, your first thought is, well, how long is this going to last? And it's at night, and will this continue to the point where our food's going to go bad? You got maybe an hour and a half of time on your laptop if it's fully charged, your phone maybe an hour. And you also wonder, until you can connect with the real world, what caused it? Is this just one of those things? Or is this that sinister grid hack that we've been told could happen? You don't know. So a backup generator not only provides you with power, but peace of mind. Generac, automatic safety standby generators. Talk to Mr. Electric about one of these for your home by calling 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. We're going to go back. By the way, Chad said he would call back.
He says that, yeah. We'll see.
We're going to take our news, traffic, and weather break here, and we're going to play a song that was moving up the charts at this time, on this date, in 1969. The year stood still as Neil Armstrong was setting foot on the moon.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Parents, if you want to stock up on savings for school supplies, Alabama's 13th annual sales tax holiday is now underway. It runs through Sunday at midnight. Generally, the exemption covers clothing priced at $100 or below, school supplies valued at $50 or less, books that cost $30 or less, tablets, laptops, computers, and printers. Alabama's unemployment rate has risen. The Department of Labor says June's unemployment rate is 4.1%, up from May's rate of 3.9%. However, the department says a record number of Alabamians are working, with the state's economy supporting more jobs than ever before. Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still a bunch of backed up traffic, 65 northbound from about Court Street all the way up past North Boulevard. There's an accident between North Boulevard and Highway 143. That has things slowed down there. Everything else looks pretty decent, though. Around the boulevard, everything's okay. 85 looks good. Not seeing anything on the 31. Today's the day to change your life. Trenum State Community College has the training, and you have the desire. So make it happen. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyers.
It's Thomas Weather!
We're going to be watching the radar carefully. Things could get rather active, especially in the overnight hours. In fact, by late tonight and the wee hours of the morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, with the heat and humidity still around, we could see a redevelopment of some stronger storms again. Stay weather aware, high 94. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation. Widely scattered storms, about a 30% chance. Hey, make sure you download our free weather app today for your phone or tablet. It will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you are. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Luke Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Luke Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyleguire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and LeGuire and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new Carrier systems. That's acbyleguire.com. On Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeGuire.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and yes, we are having a huge sale. We have a number of really nice sets where you can get the king for a queen price, other sets with free box springs with the mattress, and many discounted sets. But why would you buy from Mr. Sandman? There are good mattresses sold all over town. Well, we are locally owned, carry the largest selection of mattresses in the area, many unique to Central Alabama. We are always having a sale, and we actually have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Most of our competitors push the same brands. Mr. Sandman offers models from Serta, Scandinavian, Restonic, Jameson, King Coil, Bed Boss, Sutherland, and others. My employees are nice, not pushy, and we don't get upset if you want to shop around before making a decision. We stock beds and headboards and have the best prices on power adjustable bases. We have some full-size and California King adjustable bases in stock at clearance prices. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Better internet, better prices, better hurry. Wow, Internet 100 is just $19.99 a month when bundled with TV for 12 months with a two-year agreement. Sign up for this offer today to get a free DVR and a premium channel all on Wow's fastest 1-gig network. It's the better deal you've been waiting for. Call 855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com. Switch to Wow now. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This date next year will be the 50th anniversary, and one more than half the country had no experience with the whole space race. Maybe there'll be a new one. On the phone with us now is Legal Eagle and local heartthrob and space cadet, yes! Chad.
No, I have to tell you, this is not Legal Eagle. This is Ivan Putin, which is Putin's brother. Vladimir's brother.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Welcome to
Good to be here, comrade. Good to be here. Hey, space cadet, right. So this is one of the few childhood memories I think that we can all remember where we were at the time, right? If you were old enough to watch Neil Armstrong walk on the moon, that's just one of those memories, kind of like the Kennedy assassination.
Absolutely.
Now I remember the JFK assassination. I was only 7, but I do remember it because I remember the impact it had in my home. I just remember everybody. Of course, I'm Catholic, so John F. Kennedy was the first Catholic president. So, like every good Catholic family, we had the collector's edition of the Life magazine.
Yes.
With the cover of Kennedy.
I still have one of those.
Yeah, I think my parents still have theirs.
The gray cover with the black border of his portrait, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But interestingly, I do have NASA connections because, my son's company has made it to the second level and onto the third level of the building the prototype 3D printed prototype habitat for the Mars mission. So, which is pretty cool.
Are they starting to put together a timeline for that?
I don't know if they are. There are a lot of different people doing a lot of different things, and what they've been working on is creating a robotic system that can by itself build a shell, out of recycled plastic and Mars materials to build a habitat there. And so far, it's looking pretty good. And it's going to be autonomous. So you have like 2 or 3 robots at once, and they print on a printed pattern. It has to be able to sustain the type of pressure that the Mars atmosphere has and the storms and all that kind of stuff. So, but they won the second round this past fall and got a nice little prize for it, too. They got like $750,000 prize for the accomplishment. But my son, he's one of those kids that started off at space camp. So he is a space cadet.
Hey, Chad, since you're a lawyer.
Yes.
I need to ask, did you catch our interview with Alan Dershowitz today?
I did not get to hear it. No. How was it? Was it great?
Yes.
I'll let Rosie make that statement.
Yes.
I enjoyed it. I got to ask him, he's got a book out, and about the case against impeaching Trump. And
right.
The parts that really touched me were when he was talking about being shunned by friends.
Oh, yeah.
That cocktail parties and stuff. Is Dershowitz going to be there? I don't want to be there if Dershowitz is going to be there.
Right,
that's what this man's going through at age 78. Simply for standing up for what he believes in, which is the Constitution.
Well, it's interesting because, when I started law school 31 years ago, or more than 31 years ago, Dershowitz was a very active professor at Harvard. He and I have, of course, some different views on different aspects of the Constitution, and he was a liberal, and he taught along with Lawrence Tribe, who was also a big liberal constitutional law professor. But the interesting thing about Dershowitz that makes him different than these other constitutional scholars is that he stands by his convictions on these things, and he doesn't really care on these issues whether you're conservative or liberal or whatever. He is going to be in favor of the Constitution and what he believes the constitutional protections are. And that's the thing. And most liberals don't want to hear that. They want a result. They don't want a principle. They want hate.
They want an action that will help them, you know, regurgitate the hate.
They are in an echo chamber, and all they want to hear
was the term he used.
That was the term he used.
And by the way, we're going to rerun it at 5:50.
Oh, definitely. I'll listen to it then. Definitely. Greg, that's a big get him. Holy cow.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it.
Oh, I know I will. Oh, I'm glad you guys are replaying it. That's fantastic. So.
Yeah, but I couldn't help but feel, because it ended right as the show ended this morning, that when Barron came in, he probably would have done a better job.
No, he loved it. He even said that.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Barron
said it was a great interview.
Barron would have screwed it up.
No, not Barron.
It's actually
Coleman.
No, but you know what? Here's the deal. It's actually better if a non-lawyer interviews a lawyer like that, because you're going to ask the questions that folks who are non-lawyers want to hear.
Yeah.
Right? And I would be asking him. We would get way too, well, not the little people. It's just that guys like us and Barron, we get too far into the weeds and nobody would know what we were talking about. It's kind of like if you're talking to a plumber about a fixture and you don't know anything about plumbing, and it's like, okay, I tuned out right there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I think it's better to have someone who doesn't have, whose mind isn't polluted. with 30-something years of legal knowledge, it's actually better. So, well, listen, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Oh, and if you get a chance, I think I would like to hear Tom Mabe Christmas one.
Okay. We'll be happy to do that for you. We are taking
All right, you guys have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks, Chad.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye now.
If you get a chance to catch it, let me know on Monday what you think, okay?
I'll do that. I'll Facebook you.
Appreciate it.
All right,
be good. I do have to say this, that yesterday I did talk to Barron, and Barron helped me prepare for that interview today. I got to give him credit.
He loved the interview.
Well,
he was a part of it in a way.
I have tremendous respect for his knowledge and his. In fact, everybody on this damn station is smarter than I am. But somehow I survive.
Yeah. See what he did there? He continues to play this self-deprecating card. It's like this false humility thing. Yeah, I don't know.
False!
Oh, yeah. I said it.
False!
I said it.
I'm hurt. You hurt me, Joni. You really hurt me. Me, who's tried to...
There you go again.
Who's tried to pull your head to nurse you on the nipple of learning radio. And this is what I get.
You know what he almost said.
Yeah.
He caught himself.
That I'm pretty good at.
Yeah.
That I'm pretty good at. Let's talk cars.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I love that call we got earlier this week from the gentleman who was looking for a truck. He'd heard us talk about Tip Dames and Jack Ingram and went over and found the truck he wanted at the price he wanted. There was a little something he noticed. Tip Tame said, bring it right back so we can get it fixed. And, of course, they did. It's like me. I didn't even notice it. I'd gone back just to say, I brought donuts to Tip and the guys in the pre-owned car department there. And he was looking at my Rogue that I had purchased from him. And he said, there's a little flaw in the paint there. So when you have a day, bring it in. We'll take it to the body shop and get that fixed. I didn't even notice it. But I appreciated that, and that's what he did. And they gave me a car to use to come here and do the show and go back and pick it up when I was done. It's the way they treat people. It's the fact that anything with the Jack Ingram name on the back is a car that's been thoroughly vetted and qualified because of their commitment to not resell somebody else's troubles. The website, jackingram.com, has every category of certified pre-owned vehicle you can possibly think of, from under 5,000 to over 25, sedans, SUVs, vans, hatchbacks, coupes, and more. Great brand names like Audi and Nissan, Mercedes. See it all and buy with confidence. We are three-time, and I've been getting a little bit of a hint from Miss Ritterbottle that she might be interested in something, switching out to something different. I said, you know the drill. You go over and see Tip. Talk to him. See where we're at on this vehicle. See what's there. If you find something you like, then maybe we can make a deal. I try to be a decent husband. But anyway, we are proud owners of three vehicles from Jack Ingram, and I would never ask you to spend your money where we haven't spent our own. And they're at 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can shop online with dozens of pictures of all the vehicles in stock. If they're not pictures, they just haven't had a chance to get them on their website yet. JackIngram.com. And East of the Rockies on the phone.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. Hey, look, two or three things. One, how's that hand? I know you got involved with wasps earlier. I hope you're not swollen up with Mark Short in that movie years ago.
It was a little bit swollen up and very tender last night, but this morning, it's weird. I get these ghost stings.
Hmm.
Out of nowhere, it's like it itches a little bit, and then you'll feel like a little heat sting where you got stung. But they come and go. It's no big deal. God, there are people dealing with far greater challenges than I've got today.
Oh yeah,
but I'll tell you what.
You learned a lesson.
When you are swarmed by those suckers, that's scary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is really scary when and they're biting and biting you as fast as they can. The viciousness.
Yeah.
They were attacking, and that part of it was a little bit tough.
Yeah, you were messing with their crib, and they had a bad attitude about it. But if you really want an experience, you need to get into some yellow jackets, man. That will rock your world. How about this? Don't do it. Just ask me about it.
Yellow jackets?
Yes. Yeah, they nest in the ground, and they're about the same size as a bee, but they sting repeatedly, and they go and rest and then come back and do it some more. Hey.
Yeah, they're nasty. And then there's that African bee or South American bee that's kind of navigating.
Oh, yeah, the Africanized honeybee. Yeah. They do come through from time to time. We've not had them in the river region, but I will call you and let you get scoop on it if we run into some.
All right, appreciate it.
Hey, look at real quick, Rosie, how you doing?
Good. How are you, East?
Good. Great. You know, you and I used to work together, and I wonder if sometimes I didn't come in and talk with you in your office just to hear you speak. You have such a dulcet voice.
Well, thank you.
Hey, look, Greg. Very quickly today, don't forget about me. Carnival number 9. Got to hear it.
All right. I'm all for it because we're going to play a piece of music when we come back from this next break, too.
Excellent. You guys have a great day. Good job on Dershowitz.
Thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. We are at 4:33, so we're going to get traffic, Fox Business. We will play Carnival number 9. We have another song that we're going to play that's especially meaningful on this particular date, looking back at the anniversary of the moon landing. And the Alan Dershowitz interview will replay at 5:50 to close out Happy Hour just before the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Traffic is brought to you by Oaks Exterminating. Call Ricky Norsworthy, the bug man at Oaks Exterminating, for prompt professional pest control. That's Oaks Exterminating, 265-6674.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. It's getting kind of heavy out there on the interstate systems. We're starting to see some overflow from that accident on 65 northbound onto 85 southbound. You'll start seeing that right after you pass South Court Street headed toward the interchange. Might want you to bypass all that area and go around and come back out on Highway 143, because it is a real, real serious mess right there. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop, share, experience, Plato's Closet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
1%, according to a new report by the Economic Policy Institute, the average American family needs a minimum income of around $421,000 a year to crack that magic number. That's up more than $60,000 from 5 years ago. Meantime, drivers are getting little break at the pump heading into the weekend. The national average for regular unleaded dropping again this week, a gallon costing $2.85, but that is still around 60 cents higher from this time last year. To Wall Street, the Dow little changed on Friday, down just 6 points, capping a mixed week for stocks. And owning a piece of space history, the personal collection of Neil Armstrong, going up for auction, including artifacts from his 1969 walk on the moon. Heritage Auction House in Dallas is running the sale. No word yet on how much it's expected to land. With a Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Don't let summer pass you by without seeing Menopause, the musical. Visit ASF.net and get your tickets today.
I'm having a hot flash.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We're going to be watching the radar carefully. Things could get rather active, especially in the overnight hours. In fact, by late tonight and the wee hours of the morning, some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, with damaging wind gusts the main threat. Our weather app will let you know if there's any warnings for your area. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, with the heat and humidity still around, we could see a redevelopment of some stronger storms again. Stay weather aware, high 94. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation. Widely scattered storms, about a 30% chance. Hey, make sure you download our free weather app today for your phone or tablet. It will give you instant push notifications for severe weather alerts for wherever you are. Just go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello?
Hi, this is Rona calling from that. We've noticed here that you haven't activated an important protection feature on your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
In the event you're in an accident and you're unable to make your minimum monthly payment,
mm-hmm.
the Mass Protection Plan will make your monthly credit card payments for you for up to 12 months.
Wow.
So if you choose to activate this important feature, MasterCard will waive the first...
What was your name? I'm sorry.
Rona.
Can you hold on 1 second? I got some people coming up the door. Can you hold on 1 second?
Sure.
Hold on. You there?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Where were you? What were you saying? That's a credit card?
Oh, a protection fee.
Protection?
Yeah, it's for some reason you're in an accident,
mm-hmm.
and you're unable to pay your credit card monthly minimum fee, this protection plan will pay for up to 12 months.
So hypothetically, say I break my leg or something, and I'm not able to work, or I kill some Christmas carolers, and I'm in prison. You guys will pay my credit card bill.
No, sir. We don't cover anyone who's in prison for killing people.
I mean, you just said if something was to happen that I was unable to pay my credit card bill, like I'm in jail.
Look, sir, if you're in prison, we aren't going to pay for your credit card bill. Let me just have someone else call you back.
Okay, then. Well, you have Merry Christmas.
Why isn't this playing, Joey?
Happy Hour with your name.
All right.
He can't help you right now. He's kind of tied up at the moment.
You do everything you can to stage a big moment, and then it just falls flat. Okay, so now the thing is spinning.
The dreaded spin.
I wonder if I might just be able to pull it out of the old section here.
What does Joey call that? The spiral of death?
Yes.
Never mind. Used to. I got it right here. This song was a top five song 49 years ago today when Neil Armstrong was landing on the moon.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive,
it's happening a little faster than we thought.
Some of that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, it wasn't really a big crystal ball. But the song spoke to the future, and of course, the surreal experience of watching us land on the moon and the timing of that song, I always thought.
I was about to say, that's really, really, really cool. Like, thinking that broadly.
Speaking of cool, Biloxi Gambler's on the phone.
And I did not call about this, but when you played that song, Dennis Zager, Z-A-G-E-R,
mm-hmm.
I've got a Zager guitar. And do you know, they would have been one of the people that were in Woodstock, except that they had quit playing outdoor events because it was too humid at the last outdoor event they had played previously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have been part of rock and roll history had they done that. But they didn't like the way the guitar sounded after it got too humid.
So that's why they passed on Woodstock?
They passed on Woodstock. Can you believe that?
A lot of bands did, though, right? A lot of big bands, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they did. But that song reminded me about that. I saw your wasp nest under your grill.
Hey, everybody should have one, right?
Oh, man, I tell you, those little sneaky things, you would think the heat and the smoke would keep them away. You sprayed them, I'm sure.
Oh, I actually, first of all, when I was attacked by the swarm, I always keep a can of Hot Shot on the outdoor table. So I grabbed that, and I'm spraying my way through this cloud of these little stinging monsters. Some of them were dropping.
Was that almost taking eggs? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, you do make. I use that grill at least 3-4 times a week, so I was kind of surprised when I pulled open the lid yesterday, and they all came flying out. It was freaky.
Yeah, well, you got to knock it down, spray them, and knock it down, and stay on top of it. We don't need y'all stung up on the radio.
I'm telling you.
Well, anyway, thanks, guys.
Did he say stunk up the radio?
No.
Well,
no,
that's already...
well.
Oh my. I apologize for nothing.
We'll play... East of the Rockies request Carnival number 9, right out of Fox News at 5. As we continue, we'll let you know if there's any major news. A story on Facebook that just... Hang on, this could be significant. You know what the weirdest thing is while I'm looking for this? Because your mind goes into hyperdrive whenever you're in a situation like that. And nature is assaulting you. And... I'm just spraying right and left, right and left. This is from Rich. We're going to get an update on that mesoconvective scale system. Excuse me, I want to text him back. He'll be on with us at 5:05 right after.
Yay.
Wonderful.
Lincoln Palmer. and what some of them were dropping straight to the ground. Some of them were just flying away. But I get to the pool, and... I had to think for 1 second, do I put an end to this and just jump in the pool with my cell phone in my pocket? So I had that one instant where I realized, well, then I have to get a new phone. So should I hang around and get stung and continue to fight or jump in? Because I had no idea, it didn't occur to me I could take the phone out of my pocket and just toss it to the side. You think, but not necessarily all that well.
No.
At 4:48. Let's give Joey a chance to talk about his friend, Eddie Bader.
Oh, Eddie Bader, yes, with the Goodson Group. He's been helping me out. He's been helping Brandon out. And I hope he's been helping any of you who have called him out. And if you are looking to buy or sell a home, that is exactly the help that you might need. Who's interrupting me right now?
55.
Oh, I accidentally turned on CBS 8. I apologize. Hey, it could have been worse. I could have turned the View on.
It's true. But it's an important message. That's why I'm getting a little aggravated.
Eddie Bader, I personally apologize. That was my error.
Yes, but if you want to buy or sell a home here soon in the River Region, the market is ripe. There are so many options, especially the old Cloverdale area, downtown Montgomery, downtown Wetumpka, Lakeside. Eddie Bader does pontoon boat tours, so you can check out Lakeside properties. And he's always keeping the latest properties up to date in his mind so he can help out you, the client. So if you're interested, give Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group a call, 322-0662. Give that number directly to Eddie. He'll pick it up, say, hey, this is Eddie Bader, 322-0662.
And Eddie, again, I apologize for my ineptitude there. Lots going on the roads. I can tell we just got a brand new update from Mr. Walker downstairs, so let's see what's happening.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, big backup on the interstate systems, both of them affected now. 65 northbound from just past the River Bridge all the way down to Clay Street, and 85 southbound from Ann Street down to the interchange. Bad, bad backup there, especially on 85 southbound, so be careful with that one. Also seeing some new accidents. There's one on Taylor Road right before you get to I-85. That's got a traffic over on Taylor Road around East Chase kind of gummed up at the moment. Everything else as far as the Boulevard and 31s are looking pretty decent. The Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center, they have a great selection of two-wheel and four-wheel drive
pre-runner Tacomas, just in time for the upcoming tailgating season. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It is 4:51. Coming up at 5:05, make sure you're listening because Rich Thomas is going to give us the latest rundown on this expected and potentially very ferocious system of storms expected to form in northern Alabama and come southward later tonight. It's very similar to the event that happened 3 weeks ago. It came barreling down from, it was amazing. It's up by Birmingham, and we started the show at 3, and like 15 minutes later, it had muscled up and was coming in. One of those could happen tonight. He'll give us the latest from, I've been watching all day. In fact, he showed me all the, took me inside the weather studio this morning and showed me some of the runs they do to wow. see what's going to happen. Pretty impressive stuff, high tech. Now, we have a listener named Marie who is having a birthday, and she's very special. She's been a great contributor for content, occasionally will provide me with a piece of information that has temporarily escaped me in the aging process. And it's her birthday, and we want to wish her a happy birthday.
Yay.
And we'll do the song where we sing the name at the end.
Yeah.
At the end, are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
And all across the land they're singing, happy birthday to you.
Play it.
Oh my. Gonna be a blue sky, gonna be a happy day. Cookies in the oven, gonna eat about a dozen. Then you can hit the hay.
Hey, Marie.
And if you listen to the wind, you can hear it sing. Happy birthday, Marie.
Jebra.
Please clap.
Woo!
We sound good together, us
yes.
three.
Let's start a group.
Let it go on
yeah.
the road.
Yeah. Three Dog Night, you got nothing on us.
Josie. I just sort of merged the two of you. Joey, Rosie, and Greg. We'll be the next Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds.
Josie and Greg. I like that.
Do you know who they are, Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds?
No. Is that some of your hippie music?
We're going to slap him before this is over with.
I can't.
I'm sorry.
Him, but you can.
I need to
We will
apologize.
Leave you. We will leave you cowering in the corner and crying from a distance.
Well, I understand.
Let me give you a little bit of this song based on lessons I've learned from the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. How now, brown cow, the quick brown fox jumped over the lazy white dog and we close in on 5 o'clock. What were they, a law firm? Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds. Don't pour your love.
Don't pour your love out on me, baby.
My money.
Yes!
No, I need to apologize. I've been calling you a hippie all day, and I'm being a bit intemperate today because I binged on avocado and craft beer last night. So I've just been grumpy all day. It didn't serve my gut biome well.
Yeah, I need tomorrow because they're open from 9 to noon on Saturday. I need to get back into the cryotherapy chamber.
I loved it yesterday.
Need a recharge. Yeah, you go on Tuesday and Thursday now?
Yeah. No, it really does help me with energy boost, burn some calories in the process, and it gets rid of tightness and muscle soreness from all the workouts I'm doing. It's great stuff.
Rosie, as a gift, anytime you're interested in trying one of these services at Infusion, you let me know and I will treat you.
Yes, I told Joey I may have to go because I think I injured myself at my knee.
Ah, you know what you would like to try? The laser. It is so cool. There was that day. That's how I got this black toe. See that?
Yeah.
That's a hematoma from tripping against the sidewalk out behind the building. And I fell forward, and my left arm fell off the sidewalk. So I really jammed it up. I went over there the next day. And with the laser, what they do is they sit you in a chair, and they have a piece of equipment that they sort of create a grid around the injured area. And this machine works on you for about 12 minutes. You don't feel a thing. Just a little contact at first, but it's not, you know, there's no injections or anything like that. And it does its thing, and then you notice like an immediate improvement because it guides the blood to where the injury is to help accelerate healing. None of these treatments available to infusion are voodoo medicine. It's all based on science. Dr. Darren Woodling has brought this to the River Region and made it affordable. So whether you want to try cryotherapy, a three-minute boost that charges you from head to toe and everything in between, or the laser therapy for a chronically painful area that nothing seems to make better, or the IV vitamin therapy for an energy boost and to replenish your system if you've been living it up lately, we'll say, call 296-1662. They're open for four more minutes this afternoon, or call tomorrow morning between 9 and noon at 296-1662. And check these out because they can be a life changer for you. That's Infusion, Cryo, and Laser. 296-1662, or just read up on it at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Fox News coming up.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Does United go outside of the River Region?
Of course. We have customers at Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, Selma, Tallahassee, Greenville, Tuskegee, and even Union Springs.
So United is not only number one in the River Region. United is number one in Central Alabama.
With quality workmanship, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, and affordable pricing, it should be no surprise.
Also, with over 300 years combined experience and the ability to service and repair all brands, why would you call anyone else?
Don't forget, if your system is beyond repair, we have financing available with approved credit, and we can handle all your plumbing and electrical needs, too.
If you want the most experienced and the number one AC company in the River Region that's ahead of its competition on all the latest technology, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
Presenting the all-new 3-row 2019 Subaru Ascent. It's the biggest SUV we've ever made. With room for up to 8, choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating, plus standard symmetrical all-wheel drive with up to 27 miles per gallon. The 2019 Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Come test drive the all-new 2019 Subaru Ascent at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2019 Subaru Ascent and Ascent Premium models with standard equipment. Actual mileage may vary.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a